Hey guys, it's me. Do I start off every podcast like that? I think I do with hey guys. I guess that's my thing. All right, you guys, I'm back with another podcast. I think it's been almost a month. I'm not sure of the date. The days are running together now, but I'm pretty sure. Okay, the 4th. I think today is the 9th or the 10th. I have no idea. But the last time I made a podcast, I know it was in June, around this time. So, and I think I said I would be back. So I'm back. I'm here. I am making a podcast in bed because I can't sleep right now. I guess I only make podcasts when I'm bored because I'm just doing so much in my everyday life. Not really. I'm just so focused on myself and my happiness, and I'm in love with myself and my life right now, even though 2020 is a tragedy. It's really, really horrible, you know, and that's unfortunate. Every day it's something. Like today, I hope I'm saying her name right, but I think I was telling one of my good friends about Naya Rivera's disappearance, the star from Glee, like, and them finding her son on a boat by himself and there's no sign of her. That's just horrible. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around what could have possibly happened out there, and the poor kid, like, that's just so, I don't know. I can't even try to understand or relate, but I hope and I pray that she's found. I would like to stay positive about that, even though it's looking extremely negative right now, and that's just so unfortunate. So prayers to her family and friends. But moving on from that, I have been doing really well. I have been the happiest that I have ever been. I have been the richest that I've ever been. Okay, maybe not ever, but I've been, if you follow my Instagram, or if you're just, I guess, a good friend of mine, you know that I've been living at the casino and hitting jackpots back to back. Like, I'm just a beast on the slots, okay? On the dollar slots, I've hit anywhere from 300 to, my biggest jackpot was 2,000. And I mean, it's just put me on another level. I mean, who doesn't like winning free money, right? So I've been super positive. I went today, and if you follow my Instagram, like I said, you saw that I won 300. I hit the jackpot again, 300 and something dollars. And I took home, I think around 430 or something. And I only bet $60. That's my number. $60 on a dollar machine. And I'm guaranteed to hit. It is not luck. But I'm not sharing my secrets except with family, because it is a secret, and I have figured out this certain machine. I know how to work it, and I feel like unless they figure me out, I have a never-ending source of income, honey. So I'm so happy, you guys. This is why I can't sleep. I have so much energy right now, and I had like a 30. Is it a 32 ounce? Is it 20? I don't know. I had a 32-ounce Diet Coke. Or did I have two? No, I had one. And then, I don't know why I'm so geeked right now. I don't know. I have these moments where I get like this. Probably because I want money. I mean, who wouldn't be geeked, right? No, I'm like super geeked though. Like, it's almost 11 o'clock and I feel like I could do a million things right now. And I even took melatonin and three types of relaxation teas and nothing. I'm just here and wired. So I was like, you know what? Let me make a podcast. Okay, so I'll give you guys an update of my life and what I'm doing this month. I am still unemployed. But like I said last podcast, I'm not stressed and unemployed. I'm very financially taken care of, which is amazing. Plus, I've been hitting these jackpots, cha-ching. So I'm good right now. I am hopefully set to start work. And if I do, then I'll make another podcast and I'll talk about that. But it's not necessarily in stone. We still have to kind of work out some details. I'm super excited about this job, not just because it pays a shit ton of money, but it's something different. It's something I haven't done, and I love learning. I love new things. So I'm excited, and I'll give you more details on that later. Also, I can't really tell you guys because I don't really like to talk about the things that I'm doing until I've accomplished them, but I'm going to be, how do I say it, without giving myself away, I'm gonna have a new career soon, and I'll share the deets on that later, but just keep that in mind. I mean, I love nursing. I'm not leaving nursing. It's just I want to try something new. If you're a friend of mine or family, you know, I get like this to where I feel like I have to go out there and accomplish something, and I get this high off of it, and I'm sticking with it until I get it accomplished. And so the last time I got like this, it was me becoming a foster parent, and I am a licensed foster parent. And then I started working on my CDL. That is on hold just because of COVID, which a lot of things are, but whatever. We're going to get it done. I just want to be a jack of all trades. I want so many sources of income. I have some other ideas that I was talking to my good friend about because we're both nurses, and she works so much, but we have some ideas about maybe starting up a business. So, yeah, let me stop talking about myself. Psych. No, seriously. I hope you guys are doing well out there. If you're not, I'm going to pray that things get better for you. I guess you would have to comment and tell me, yeah, pray for me because it's not looking too good for me, sis. All I can say is meditate, take a break mentally, know your triggers, and delete all of the negative people or negative energy out of your life. If something or someone is bothering you, you need to remove it for sure. Right now, I don't necessarily have like a good set of like maybe a group of friends or like, I don't know. I don't even know how to put that. Like, you guys know that, well, if you follow my podcast or you've listened in the past, you know that I kind of lost all of my best friends, like, back to back. They're not dead. We're just, well, I mean, it kind of does feel like a death, right? If you've ever ended a friendship with any of your best friends or close friends, it does hurt. It does feel like a death, like, you know? But everyone just kind of, I'm not going to say grew apart, but they have their own things going on, each of us. And I think right now it's just best for everyone to focus on themselves. But with what I'm getting at and saying that, I feel like I have never been happier. I never thought that I would recover from losing some of my closest friends, my best friends that, you know, knew me better than like anyone. But honestly, after like everything happened and now, like once you get in tune with yourself and I started to meditate, I'm at peace. I mean, I've never felt so connected to myself. I'm not sure how I even got into meditation and like doing my stretches and my mental exercises and my breathing. And I have a whole routine of like how I shower and like what I bathe in, from aromatherapy to like, you know, relax, and I have like this bubble bath that I have to take. Like, it's just so many things that I do for self-care. I mean, even down to washing my face, to massaging my scalp, to massaging my own feet. Well, I go and kind of get that done now. And my body, just going and letting someone touch your naked body feels amazing. Of course it does, sis. No, so in that form, yes, it feels great, okay? But not in a sexual way, just like to relieve tension or stress or anxiety. Like, that shit works, you guys. It just really does. So if you need to go get a massage, or you have a significant other that has the touch, then let them touch you. Let them start from the top of your head and go down to the bottom of your feet, just massaging your limbs. Or if it's a friend, you know, who knows, it might turn sexual. Cross my fingers, I'm hoping. No, not for me, for you. But anyway, just self-care and taking care of yourself. Like, put yourself first. I know, like, everyone gets so busy and caught up with other people, especially if you have like work or kids or a wife, a husband. You don't necessarily put yourself first, and that can take a toll on you. So just put yourself first. Treat yourself. I treat myself a lot, maybe more than the average person, but so it's me, and I love myself, and I deserve it, and it makes me happy. So I'm just gonna keep treating myself. But treat yourself, take care of yourself, your body. I've been back in the gym, I've been working out, I'm just at my peak, okay? Which is also kind of scary, because I feel like when you're really, really high, the higher you climb, the harder the fall. And I'm trying not to be negative and think like that, but I mean, you know what, in my case, with what I went through in 2019, you know what, it couldn't get any worse. Like, I've really, you guys, I've went, did I even, no, I didn't. I don't even think I made podcasts back when, like, gosh, from, I don't even know if I want to talk about it. I don't even have like the energy to put into that conversation, but I basically hit rock bottom and I lost everything. And this year I started to build myself back up with the graces of Jesus Christ. I was able to have more than what I need in every area in my life, and I've just been happy and at peace. I mean, I sit on my couch, you guys, like, and I look, you know, out my balcony, and I drink my coffee, and I'm so at peace. And I know, like, that just, it sounds like so normal and basic, but when you're in tune with yourself and you have a peace of mind, it's like nothing can compare to that. Especially when you've just been living in a stressful, negative, toxic situation or world, and when you finally get out of that, oh God, it feels so good. So anyways, I'm still doing great. I hope you guys are doing good. If you're not, then hang in there, and it's little ways that you can treat yourself. I'm here to listen. I actually have like a Snapchat where I have all of these conversations going with so many people, and we just talk about everyday life and things that are going on in their life, and they ask me for advice, which is, I don't know how I feel about that, because I'm like the worst person to like get advice from. Because I mean, my baby cousin tells me if I want to get the wrong advice, like if I want to do something and I know it's not right, but I just want somebody to tell me what I want to hear, then I'll come to you. And that is not a good thing. Like, she wasn't saying it in like like a positive way. Like the whole scenario is horrible. Like, she was asking me like, if, like, would she be wrong if she like slept with her ex's dad? And I was like, I mean, do you plan on getting back with that ex? And she was like, oh no. And I was like, did y'all end on good terms, bad terms? She's like, bad terms, you know, he this, and he did this, and I was like, well, you know what, he's an ex. If you want to do it and the dad likes you, do the damn thing. I don't know. Like, and, like, I know that sounds horrible, like telling someone to sleep with their ex-lover's father. But when it comes to love, if you know me, then, you know, like, I don't put stipulations on love. And I don't think you can tell people how to find love. Love does not always come easy. So, isn't that a song, right? It's not always going to be handed to you on a silver platter. It's not always going to come to you where you're both single and you both met at the right time. You instantly hit it off. I mean, sometimes it's complicated, or shit, in my case, anytime there's been a love situation in my world, it's always been complicated. It is never easy. Like, it's so many factors between, no, it's so many factors keeping me and that person apart, because either someone else is gonna get hurt, or either they're with someone else, or I'm with someone else. Usually it's me. Like, I'm always with someone and it's not the person that I know I should be with. And so, I don't know, it's just complicated. And then that person is with someone, and so things never align or whatever. I'm not going to talk about me, but I'm just saying, when it comes to advice, I'm not the best person to ask, okay? Because especially with love, I'm definitely going to tell you to follow your heart. And generally, people think that in doing that, you end up getting hurt or you're a dumbass. So, whatever, but you live once, whatever. But yeah, on my snap, people ask me for advice. Speaking of, a guy asked me if it was okay for him to sleep with two sisters. He met one, and I think it was like 4 or 5 years prior, they dated. They didn't work out. That sister got married, but he actually wanted the other sister. But at the time, she was with someone, so he settled for her younger sister. And then she became single, and then he became single, and they ran into each other. And he was like, we just hit it off, and would I be wrong? And I said, I mean, no, because I feel like you don't owe your exes anything. I mean, as fucked up as that is, if you went around worried about how everyone else felt before yourself, you would never be happy. If you worried about putting everyone else's feelings before your own, you would never find happiness. And so I feel like you should strongly do what makes you happy. And in doing so, it might hurt people, it might piss people off, but it's you. And you should be a priority in your life. Your happiness should be your priority, not someone else's. Because if you're not happy, how can you even make the next person happy? Like, if that makes sense. So I'm a huge advocate for make yourself happy and put yourself first. Okay. So yeah, I would give out that snap, but it's super private and I just can't because it's not free. Okay, but it's just a small group of me and some people, and we have very, very personal conversations, and I love it. And I feel like the people that are on there, we talk on that level because I guess they followed my journey from like Snap or Facebook. I would say more so Snap, from like my other Snap. And I used to post a lot of my intimate private details that I shouldn't have posted on Snap several years back. I don't anymore. Honestly, just because maybe I'm older. I don't know. Well, no, because that was like last year. I don't know, growth maybe. Or I'm just so busy being conceited with myself. I'm so happy in life that I'm not on my phone. I don't know. I'm just kind of doing my own thing. And if I am on my phone, I'm like shopping, I'm on Amazon, I'm on the Marc Jacobs website. Like, I don't know. I'm just, so consumed with myself and I don't even think to post certain things anymore. Whatever, we fucking grow up, for lack of better words. So, not to say that you're childish if you post on Snap. I don't know how to like word that, but I think it's because I'm older, honestly. I was just a little bit more wild in my 20s, and now I'm way more stable, and yeah, no. It's a no for me. And plus, I don't like attention, so I don't like if you see something and then you like slide in my DMs, gross. No, that's, I don't like attention at all. Like, I give myself enough attention to where I don't need yours. man, that doesn't sound conceited at all. Anyway, so do I have anything else to touch on? No, besides that I'm good, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm blessed, I'm rich right now. What else? I'm trying not to let the negativity in the world bring me down. I would encourage you to not let it bring you down and stay positive. Still try and carry out your dreams, whatever that may be. Remember self-care. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Anything else? My dating life, you said? I don't talk about my dating life. I keep my dating life very private because, I mean, if you do, you're just happier. And I mean, I feel like that's the best thing. No one's in your business, in your relationship. It's just best to keep all of that under wraps. So, that's it. That's all I have to say on this podcast. I feel like I was rambling, but I just don't have much to talk about, except that I'm doing great and I hope you guys are doing great. And I can't tell you my secrets about the bigger things that I'm doing. I wish I could, but I don't want to jinx myself. So I'm just not going to tell you right now. And I'll probably be back next month for a check-in. Maybe I'll do like monthly check-ins, because I have to be in the mood to podcast. If I'm not feeling it, if I'm not geeked up like I am right now off of fucking air, then I can't do it. It's just, I don't know. But when I feel like talking, then, or I want to hear myself talk. Man, I'm on it today, right? I know. If you think that I'm crazy and like I'm stuck on myself, imagine. I have to live with me. Like, I live in this body. I live in this mind. Like, I get tired of myself sometimes. But, and there's nothing better than talking to yourself. Like, and of course, I'll talk to myself and I'll answer the question, like, and that sounds crazy, but it's so healthy. It is so healthy. And sometimes when you actually speak it and you put it out there, it makes sense versus just thinking about it silently in your head. Sometimes it's best to talk out loud. Little tip. All right, you guys, stay safe. I love most of you. I'm not to the point of loving all of you yet, and I don't want to lie, but I love most of you. I do wish you all well. And if you're not happy right now, I pray that you find peace and happiness and joy, and that you're blessed, and that all of the negative energy in 2020 doesn't touch you or your family or your friends. So, with that being said, I have no idea what I'm going to go do. But it's not going to be sleep. Clearly, I'm not getting any sleep tonight. But maybe I'll do my stretches and then, yeah, I'll do my stretches and then listen to my ASMR. I love watching people eat seafood. If you know me, you know that about me. I'm allergic to seafood, so I really, really enjoy watching other people eat it. I have no idea why. Probably because I'll never get to taste it. So I love it. So I'll probably watch that until I fall asleep, which is not looking like anytime soon. And I'm rambling. So this is it. All right, you guys. I'll see you. I'm not going to see you. I'll talk to you next month. Or you know what? Maybe I'll go live. Maybe I'll do like, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I have a new Instagram. I'm not giving it out. if you're on my Instagram, I have now, I'm deleting that one soon. I have another one, but I'm not gonna say what it is just because it's super private. It's super private. I've learned to just kind of keep certain things in my life, I just want private now. I don't want everyone to have access to me. I don't want everyone looking at my life. Because you know what? You have a lot of jealous, bitter people out there that don't want to see you do well, that want you to fail in life. And I just don't even want their negative energy or negative vibes my way. And so I just feel like the best way to do that is just to kind of keep your life private between your close friends and your family. And then, of course, your supporters. But I mean, that's kind of hard to know who's really supporting you and I don't know who's not, who's just there watching or waiting, you know, for negative things to happen to you. You just never can be too careful. So anyway, I don't know where I was going with that, but I guess I just want to drop some knowledge. I'll see you guys next month. And as you know, I was all over the place rambling, but that's what I do when I do, it, baby, because I'm random like that and I'm bipolar and that's why you love me. All right, you guys. Bye.